So I'm just told that I'm now moderating this session. I didn't know, but it is the conclusion of the workshop. And I think it opens with you and me, Dimka, this saying some words of the last 2 days. And I invite you to start with that. But I'm also happy to start if you feel better.
I think that people have already heard me a lot in the last hours. So for a change diversification, I will invite you to start, Niels.
That's fine. Okay. Well, looking back at the last 2 days, I think it was a very rich program. I know the secretary is always quite ambitious to fill every half hour with as many information and presentation as possible. That's always always the challenge that we should find. Well, keep the time, which is often quite difficult. Also, this morning you saw how many questions there are, but it's also for me it's a positive sign that the topics we discussed are interesting. Is also you have the interest, you are posing the questions. Looking back, we started, of course, with some introduction, but also on looking at the public funding and financing from the domestic, but also other resources. Today, more focused on the private side. What are the financial mechanisms, but also how the water sector, but also the private sector can be more risk aware. And of course, for instance, CDP is working on that to really enclose the data on water risk. And I think one of the core issues is still is creating this enabling environment, which is a very broad broad words can have a lot of different meanings. But also in the last discussion, I heard the need for capacity development to learn also the financial background of our work on water. And I think that's something to be remembered. So forward looking, I thank you all for your ideas for future work, where of course there was capacity building, but also financial support for this project preparation, technical expertise. But even does the provisions of our convention are they up to date? So that's quite something we have to look into.